Grace to you and peace from our Heavenly Father. Today we're going to take a little look at the seventh beatitude of our Lord, found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Peace. The word peace is a commonly misunderstood word. What is peace exactly? Well, at Christmas time, there are a lot of references made to this idea of peace on earth. There's a biblical perspective of peace on earth. There's a secular perspective of peace on earth. And they tend to get mixed. The Christmas songs and the Christmas movies kind of confuse people. The consequence is that people kind of run a peace of earth hybrid in mind together, where they mix biblical ideas with pop culture. One example you might have heard of is that song, Here Comes Santa Claus. Here Comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane, right? Gene Autry. Well, the last verse of it goes like this. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, for Santa Claus comes tonight. So that just shows how there's a real mixture, a hybrid belief of this whole thing about what peace on earth really means. Maybe more commonly, it comes out sounding something like this. Christmas is a magical time of year where we get together with family and friends and we put aside our differences for a while and we give of each other. And this baby, Jesus, somehow is a symbol of this kind of spirit of peace. Well, this peace on earth hybrid gives us a warm and fuzzy feeling, at least for a little while. But what does the Bible actually say about this peace on earth? Well, we know, we can look to Luke 2 and see that there was an angel that appeared to the shepherds who were out in the field watching their sheep. And the angel said that a Savior has been born to you in Bethlehem. And then suddenly the sky filled up with angels who proclaimed glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And why am I talking about Christmas? It's actually Holy Week this week. Well, we know. Because Christmas happened so that there could be a Holy Week this week. This is why God sent Jesus to be born, to live, and then to eventually return to Jerusalem this week, this Holy Week, to die, so that the conflict that we caused by our sins could be remedied by Jesus and his death on the cross to pay the punishment that we deserved. Romans 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So peace on earth is not something that's man-made and can be accomplished, you know, by virtue of a few weeks, you know, where we're a little less selfish and we get along with people. Jesus is not just a symbol of the peace on earth. He is the only way that anyone can experience peace on earth. So many people misunderstand this peace. They dwell on the things that ruin their peace, right? Like war and death and disease and suffering and crime and corruption, and the list goes on. And it's true that if peace depended on an absence of those kinds of things, well, then no one would ever find it on this earth. The peace on earth brought to us by that little baby Jesus is something completely different than any of that other stuff. It simply is this. It's the knowledge that we have been reconciled to God, and then that gives us our peace. So there's our theme for the day. We have been reconciled to God, and that gives us peace. It's so beautifully written for us in 2 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul wrote, Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So we see what our job here is very clear. Did you catch it? The Apostle Paul told us what that job is, the one job, in three different ways. He said, he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And then finally, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. So to put it simply, God gives us his peace, and now he wants us to share it with others. And this obviously is the most important type of way for us to be a peacemaker here on earth. But there are other applications on a more secular level of being a peacemaker. Now, there are examples of discord among people, between people, all over the world. So peacemakers are critical. So while you are looking for opportunities to share the news of reconciliation between people and God, also look for opportunities to kind of maintain peace between people, to reconcile people to other people. So perhaps you can be part of the glue that holds together your family, or your class, or your sports team, or your dorm. Being a peacemaker has some don'ts to it, though. It does not mean that you should avoid all confrontations, or that you should be so laid back, easygoing, and relaxed that anything goes. No, sometimes as a peacemaker, we need to stick our nose in there and bring peace to a situation. It does not mean that you are passive and you compromise your convictions just because you might be afraid that somebody in the group might disagree with you. The Apostle Paul helps us a little bit with this one. He says in Romans 14, therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. The peacemaker has peace. And so he's unabrasive. He's at ease. He's going to say the right things to calm a quarrel instead of pouring gas on the fire. And the servant is constantly, and I'm reading in Ephesians, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. My prayer for all of you is that this Holy Week you feel a renewed, very personal bond with Jesus, whose death and resurrection has reconciled you to the Father. May that peace be with you this week and forever. We close this morning with hymn 149, stanzas 1 and 3. Thank you.